It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Lori is basically complaining about parents that post pictures of their kids as their Facebook profile picture or their Instagram picture.
Okay, so not just throwing it up on Facebook, but like making it your profile picture.
Correct. Yes. And this is the message that came in. Don't get mad at me. This is Lori's words. Lori says, I have a morning show rant for you. This came in on our Instagram. She says, I have a pet peeve. I got into it with another mom at school over this. People who completely erase their own identity on social media and become nothing more than Jaden's mommy or Logan's daddy. She said, yeah, you love your kid, but why is it your profile picture? The picture is meant to represent you. Why is it a picture of your child? Your entire identity is wrapped up in being someone's parent. Maybe, just maybe, like you're trying a little too hard to prove something. She says, let's be more real. To all my fellow women, you are the worst offenders of this.
Oh, dang. Heavy.
Shots fired.
She goes on to say, you're not fooling anyone. These women think posting 300 pictures of their kids at the park somehow cancels out the fact that they handed them an iPad for 6 hours yesterday.
Whoa.
Oh, she's calling them a bad mom.
Geez.
She wrote, overcompensation? I think so.
Man.
I know many moms who are horrible at being a mom and they fake it on social media. Oh. It's time that we call them out. Now she says, before anyone comes at me, I'm not saying you can't be proud of your kids, but maybe, just maybe, put your face in your own profile picture once in a while. Otherwise, we're going to start thinking little Jackson, as Jeremy says, busted, runs your account and your identity. Come on, ladies, do better. And that's from Lori.
Wow.
Wow.
I had to read that one because it was pretty spicy.
So the profile picture, I get it. But zoesmama@gmail.com, that's okay, right?
Is that your email? That, right?
Okay, so why do I feel like you are
an offender of this?
The parent that would put your daughter's picture up.
Well, and I put pictures of Zoe and I as my profile picture, but I'm just going to say right now, it's me and a chicken tender. So okay. I think
also
that
very close to your heart.
There is,
hey,
yeah.
Did I take that picture?
I think you did take that picture, yes.
Photo creds.
But I think that it's okay to love your kiddos that much and your dogs and whatnot. Did you say Lori is a parent?
Got into it with another mom at school.
Okay, so another mom. So I get this argument from non-parents a lot. Why do you give your kid everything? Why do you make them your identity? Why do you erase so much of yourself to do that? And it's because they do take our identity. You, especially as the mom, like your whole life revolves around what this kid needs, what they want. I mean, yeah, there's boundaries in place because you have to raise a good little human, but so much of your time and energy is put into those little humans that, yeah, I mean, I can understand why you would want that as your profile pic.
If anyone wants to sound off about this, if you have thoughts, if you want to defend your profile picture this morning, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, feel free to call us and sound off. What you got, Josh?
Well, I'm going to take the other side of this, Katie, because, again, I don't have kids, so I understand that the mother's love, you know, is great, and I get that. But at the same time, you don't need to have them be your profile picture. Your profile picture is you, or it should be you, so that if you get friend requests or whatever, like, you know that that person is giving you the friend request. Because I've gotten so many friend requests from people that don't have themselves as their profile picture. And I might recognize the name, but I'm like, is this a hack? Is this somebody else's identity and they're just using your name? Is something going on where, like, at least if I see the picture of you, I'm more prone to, like, accepting that. And I'm like, I see so many people that have their kid or them from 50 years ago or something as their profile picture, and that doesn't make sense to me. I think it should be at least a current-ish photo of yourself. And again, I'm not a parent, so I don't get the child love yet. I don't understand it, but I think it makes sense to have your own profile picture of your own profile on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, of yourself. I don't get why you would want it to be anything else.
I'm gonna
I don't
tell
understand
you right now,
that.
You guys. Nobody cares about your children.
that's true.
Well,
it's 100% true.
I will tell you right now, unless you're grandmama, you know, in Kansas who doesn't get to see the kids, anytime anybody I know is posting on Facebook or Instagram their kids, I'm like, pass, barf, who cares? Don't care about that milestone. There is this thing on Facebook I came across, or on a website yesterday. It was the 11 most annoying parents on Facebook.
Oh.
Number one all day long is the overposter. It's the parent that's the overposter. Every day, their feed is flooded with pictures of their kids, milestone updates, a play-by-play of their toddler's lunch. We get it. You love your kid, but we don't need to see 17 pictures a day of your kid eating mac and cheese. And I personally can't stand it when people post pictures of their kids.
Really?
I don't. If you've ever noticed on my page, not a single picture of my kids.
You don't. And I brag about mine all the time. I'm like, I made her in my mommy oven and she's my best dish. Like, that's what I say about Zoe.
Why does that
love
so, sound so creepy?
So much. Well, it's, and I can't take credit for that. That's Beverly Goldberg from the Goldbergs. She says that about her little Adam all the time. And
something
I just,
about you saying your mommy oven is.
It sounds weird.
It sounds pervy more than
pervy,
magical.
No, there, yeah.
No, but I think so many parents can relate to that. Like, I love her so much.
And I love my kids too, but it's like, I don't hate my children, but I'm not going to throw up like, oh, here they are at Christmas opening up gifts. Nobody cares.
Do you even have a picture of your wife on there?
I don't think you do.
No, I don't even have a picture of Knickknack, but she's mostly like, I don't want to be on your work stuff.
She's
like, please leave me alone.
I think the privacy for your kids is a big deal.
And that is a privacy thing too.
It is.
Well, but also, you have to think that social media is people's photo albums now. And so for a lot of people, especially the ones who cannot be in close contact with their family, they'll throw that stuff up so everybody gets to see little Jackson's kindergarten graduation. You know what I mean? Like, that they use it as a photo album, so I can see why parents do it that way as well. I'm on board with it.
That's different from your profile picture, though. You can upload 30 photos of your kids to a different album instead of throwing it all to your profile picture.
Be your own person.
Be your own person.
Real quick, here's Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. We're getting a little fired up. What are your thoughts about the posting the pictures of the kids on social?
I feel like people that are that like ingrained in other people's business are just miserable humans. I mean, mind your business. If you don't like the Facebook, unfollow them. I have 580 some friends. There's a lot that I don't know.
Did you just call in to brag about how many friends you have? I feel like you're just calling to brag.
No. You made a great point.
You know, if you don't like it, unfollow it. Why get into a fight over stuff?
But that's hard to do. Like with me, I've got a friend group, you know, and like I follow the wives of my buddies and all that, and it's constant pictures of their kids on some of these, and I'm like, I don't care. How am I? So if I
unfollow them,
yeah, but I feel like that would be rude if they find out that happened.
It'll be talked about.
It will be talked about.
You don't tell them. You don't tell your wife. You just tell them it's the algorithms.
Yeah.
Are
Keep
you
it to yourself.
Me?
Yeah. Blame it on the algorithms.
The
Good
ladies
job.
Will find out. You ladies are a bunch of detectives. You will find out and call me out. I guarantee.
It doesn't notify people, I assure you. You just, because I have friends that I'll be like, I haven't seen anything from them in a while. And I'll look and they're just not popping up in my feed anymore. So
I'd rather tell them to stop posting their kids.
See? Well, really?
That's on them.
Miserable human. Just do it.
You called
I love you,
it, Bonnie.
Bonnie's
you
coming in hot today.
Yeah, Bonnie. Mind your business.
Thank
yeah.
you, Bonnie. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Hey, you guys too.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. If anyone wants to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We've got Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Hey, what are your thoughts?
So, I can handle the pictures of the kids. What I can't stand is when you post your pictures of your kids and then scribble their face out put the stupid emoji on them.
Yeah.
Just don't post the picture.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Why are you even doing it then?
Exactly.
No, that is a really good point.
I don't want to see your kid looking like a little poop emoji.
Well, honestly, I kind of would, actually.
That'll get
like
Jeremy
that.
To like the picture,
okay,
actually.
That one's all right.
That one might be all right, Amanda. You're funny and you make a good point. We thank you so much for calling in today. Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Amanda. Bye. That's a great point. Like, you get the same thing on the dating apps. People will post pictures of them with their kids and then they'll just scribble their kids out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
why even
are
post
you
that
even
one?
Doing that?
Why even post that one?
Hey, Morgan.
Hi.
Hi. What are your thoughts on the kids on Facebook and Instagram?
So I guess I have mixed feelings about it. I made a very conscious decision when I had my daughter, thinking that I don't want just anybody seeing pictures of her. So I deleted almost everybody on Facebook. So I only have like 90 friends that I consciously chose that would see her pictures. But even when I do post pictures, like, I make sure that there's nothing in it that somebody could see where she is or who she is.
See, that's smart. I actually really like that because there's a lot of weird creepers on the internet. I mean, anybody can see your Facebook profile pictures and stuff like that. So you taking those proper precautions, Morgan, I actually am really on board with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like, even friends of my friends that might see it, it just scares me that, because I didn't personally pick them out to be the one that would see her. I would say when she was younger, I definitely posted all of the food pictures and the activity pictures and the things we did together.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure your friends love that.
She's got... Well, it's not... But, I mean, like the last caller said, like, it is, you know, a photo album of her and memories, and it's exciting on Facebook when you can see them pop up. Like, honestly, I'll go on there and post it and never even look at the comments or who has seen it or liked it, because I don't really care about that. It's more for me.
Yeah, because then Facebook does hit you with the memories of, like, 10 years ago, and you get to look back and kind of relive those.
Aww,
and I like that, Morgan.
They grow up so fast. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Morgan?
So I'd say I'm for it.
All right.
I like it.
She's all good. Well, thank you for calling in today, Morgan.
Yeah.
See you later.
Thanks. You have a good day, Morgan.
Bye.
If anyone wants to sound off about this, we're going to jump into a break, and we can come back and chat about it a little bit more if you want. This list is pretty darn funny, though, about the annoying parents on Facebook.
I want to hear that list.
I
want
to hear that, too, yeah.
Yep.
Should I give you one before the break?
Yes. No,
give
I'm
us a little tease.
A little tease. First one's free? Come on.
The know-it-all.
Oh.
So that's when you post pictures. You're a parent, and you go on and you see somebody's kid... like asking a question about bedtime or eating, and then you've got another parent hitting you with like a paragraph worth of how to do everything from essential oils to the proper lullaby to everything.
You start your routine at 6 o'clock.
The know-it-all parent. That's pretty good. Anyway, phone lines are wide open. What do you think about posting kids as your profile picture? And then do you like it when all your friends, that's all they do is post pictures of their kids, or do you absolutely hate it? Hey, Vicky, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. What do you want to say about all this nonsense?
Well, I am must be different than a lot of people because I have a very small Facebook group of friends and family. So they know what I look like, so they don't need that. So my Facebook profile is my dog.
Yeah.
Because she's super cute. And I also use my Facebook for selling stuff. So I don't want perfect strangers to know what I look like either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's a whole different thing there.
Honestly,
yeah,
I'd rather see
thing.
People's dogs than their kids though. I really would. I don't like them. I don't like them oversharing about their children. There's this term that's out there right now. It's actually called sharenting. It's where you're a parent and you share too much. It's a thing. You're sharenting.
That's very much a thing.
It's very much. And they say this could have a really big impact on your kids later in life when they didn't give consent for you to post a picture of them with poop oozing out of their diaper or, you know, with a bloody nose, you know, and they got blood everywhere. And it's like embarrassing for them. And then that stuff's out there. They didn't give you permission to post all that. So it could come back and bite you.
Oh.
You could have kids with self-esteem issues because of all that. Because you're posting every
like
moment.
Kid,
you don't need to post every moment.
That's like the baby on the Nirvana cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is perfect, Vicky. Because didn't he turn around and try to sue?
Yeah.
They did.
He
did
for his likeness.
Yeah. Because that'll jack with you. His little pee-pee ding-ding was out there.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, Vicky. I got to ask. I'm nosy. What's your business?
What do you mean?
You like said you're selling.
What are you selling? You said you sell stuff on Facebook.
Oh, I just all my stuff. You know, all the
on
stuff.
The
I mean,
oh, just all your junk.
Yeah.
Marketplace stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got on there right now?
No. kids' toys.
No, oh, God. All right, Vicky. Have a good day, Vicky. Thanks.
I didn't even post my kids.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. There you
have
go.
A good day, Vicky.
Thanks, Vicky. Bye.
Bye. I got a question for you guys. Would you be okay with buying something from someone who has a profile picture of their dog? I would like to see the person.
Been there.
I would rather see the person and trust them.
That's a whole other thing, right?
I would think that Vicky's not trustworthy. I'm sorry.
Really?
If you have a profile picture of your dog, I don't get to see you. And you're trying to sell me stuff? I would think that's a scam.
I would want to see sweet Vicky's smiling face.
I would think it's a scam.
No.
Katie
would buy anything.
How many times has Katie been scammed?
I bought an app lounger from a dog once, and it worked out fine. So.
All right.
She drags her butt on the carpet now that when she uses it. Hi, Monica.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think about all this sharenting going on?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a personal decision whether you want to put your children out there. I personally don't. I think there's too many perverts and just privacy issues that I'd rather keep it private. But for the people that do, I think the time that we're in, the day and age where like everyone kind of wants to be an influencer has an effect. So look at this cute picture of my child feeding. Look at my cute picture of doing this and then doing that and doing this, hoping that maybe you and your child will become famous as part of it. Oh, you kind of lose yourself in the look at this, look at that, rather than am I having intentional one-on-one time, which is what I think Lori was mentioning in her post. There's all these pictures, there's all these videos, but what are you doing with your child that makes you seem, you know, that you're actually an intentional parent?
You're so right about
God,
that.
That's
I think
really wise.
It's so well said, because I think nowadays parents get so lost in the, I'm also an influencer and people care about what I have to say and what I have to
nobody
post.
Nobody cares about your baby.
No one does. Even some of these influencers, I'm like, nobody
cares. Nobody cares, Josh.
You are spot on with that, Monica. Like, they get so caught up in people caring about, like, they care about what I have to post and what I have to say.
And this baby might be picked up by a modeling agency, you know?
Exactly.
No, honey,
it's
sorry,
the new Gerber baby. I have the new Gerber baby, you know? Monica, you're so smart. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Monica. Bye.
I would like her Facebook post if she'd posted that.
Yeah, exactly.
More lines are ringing, 303-691-1649, if you want to sound off about oversharing your kiddos on your social media accounts. Hey, Cassidy.
Hi.
Hey, what are your thoughts?
Well, we're about to be first-time parents in July, and
congrats.
We just don't want. Thank you. We don't want to be those like overshares though. And I did recently hear about an app called like the Back Then app, where you can like post all your photos for your family and friends to like go look at it if they want to. But like, it's then not bombarding all these other people who don't care,
right? Because you probably have coworkers or friends that you went to college with on there, whatever. And then they're like, ugh, which sucks because all these people are suggesting, well, just unfollow you. But doesn't that kind of break your heart if you find out that you're friends with 30 people that you went to college with, and they all of a sudden unfollowed you just because you're posting too many kid pictures? That would make me feel kind of bad. Like, I had no idea they didn't want to see my goofy kid.
Well, and you can still, Cassidy, post like a link to this site or app, right? So you can let people know on Facebook, hey, I have these pictures if you want to look at them. If not, it's fine. You don't have to, right? You can do that too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're like just looking into it. But I was like, oh, that would like protect some privacy while also like not annoying everyone on Facebook.
Do you know what you're having, boy or girl?
No, we're going to find out in like a week.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yay.
Are the names Braxton, Jackson,
Paxton.
Or Paxton on any of your short lists?
Paxton.
Yeah, we definitely eliminated all those.
Oh,
thank you. I want to thank you for not naming your children that.
Not contributing to that.
You can call whenever you want.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We hope everything goes well for you. And thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Cassidy. Bye, Cassidy.
I told you the other night at the basketball game at the high school, they called a Daxton down for an award.
Yeah.
I was like, Daxton?
Did you just snicker to yourself?
Stop it!
You're like, that's the bit I do, and it's real.
I go, and I kid you not, like, two other parents around me, like, looked at each other like, Daxton?
Daxton.
Apologies to all the Daxtons out there, but that's ridiculous. Hi, Emily.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you.
Good morning.
Do you don't have a kid named Daxton, do you?
No, I have a girl, so definitely not.
All right. What are your thoughts about this?
She's not a Paxton or anything like that.
Okay, thank you.
my thoughts are, you know, the profile picture thing, I understand. Mine is of my wedding from over 2 years ago. which, you know, obviously I don't change it very often. But no, I post pictures of my daughter. She's 11 months old, and I've done like the monthly post things. And if people don't want to see it, they can scroll on, number one.
I would.
But number two, I post it because we have family literally spanning from the coast of Oregon to England.
Wow.
So, like, it's an easy way for everybody to be able to see her grow.
See, and I get that. Also, I said that earlier. Like, if you have people spread out all over, I get it. But I almost feel like you should create a separate page for that.
Well, let me ask
you this.
Don't
you think you can set up a separate profile for just your kid?
But also, why does it have to be your profile picture? Like I said, you can upload 45 photos of your child and it still goes to everybody's page. Like, it still is announced. Yeah. It's still like, why does it have to be your profile picture? That's my question.
Exactly. She's not my profile picture.
Okay, that's good.
I'm saying you, like, people in general.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just, I mean, like, I make a post, and if people want to look at all the pictures in the post, then great. And if they don't, then they can scroll on and not look at a single one.
I would.
And that's, you know, their prerogative at that point. And then the other thing that comes up is, so on my husband's side, his father is very estranged from part of his, or one of his siblings. And so their two kids, he doesn't even know exist. So like when we're at family gatherings and things, none of those pictures get posted because those kids are completely away from even being known about.
Wow.
This just got really juicy.
I know. That's intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Emily. So, well, thank you for sounding off. I'm like thinking about all that
now. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, because they want them protected from him. Like, it's just, you know, family dynamics, they happen.
Yeah.
So it's like we even have to, like, the pictures that I post are just ones that, you know, are taken in our house of her, you know, with spaghetti on her face or whatever.
Right. That's crazy stuff. All right, Emily, we appreciate you sounding off. I got to get to a couple more calls, but we thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yep. Thanks, Emily.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Somebody wrote in and said that they hate the parenting. They called him the complainer, where all they do is post pictures of their kids on social media and then rant about sleepless nights and tantrums, and they just need wine to survive. We get it. Kids are hard, but maybe just relax a little bit. Oh my God, parenting is so hard.
And it is.
Is it wine 30 yet?
Mommy's juice. Yeah,
yeah, mommy juice. Yeah. Mommy juice.
Exactly.
That's a big one. Mommy juice.
Mommy's juice is huge.
And then when I see that, I'm like, huh. So you have a baby and you're getting drunk constantly?
Don't judge, Cher.
I feel like this is a red flag.
We listen, we don't judge, okay?
Yeah, I'm being a little judgy.
A little bit.
Especially when you're posting mommy juice every single day. Hey, Danielle, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, although Anna just said I'm a Debbie Downer today. Am I being a Debbie Downer?
No, of course
not. I didn't think so. I just don't want to look at your kids on social media. What are your thoughts on this?
So I do agree with the profile pictures not being the kids just for safety and security reasons. But I post pictures kind of for the opposite of what you guys were just talking about with the, you know, parenting is hard. Like, I like to look back at 5 years ago and have cute pictures. You know, 7 years ago, I have a video of my then 2-year-old and our dog barking at the cars in the neighborhood. And it's fun to remember that kind
of stuff. Your 2-year-old was barking at cars?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
He was standing next to the dog and they were both barking at
the
neighborhood.
That's cute.
Yeah, I want to see
that
video.
Okay, so maybe I would stop on that video.
That's pretty cute.
Exactly.
But a lot of times I think that people post those kind of things just to have good memories, not necessarily for, you know, the world to see, but just as a, like, reminding them that sometimes there are good moments
for themselves
with kids.
Yeah. I will tell you that I agree with you. When we first had kids, Nick Knack would dabble in maybe posting a little too much about the children. Again, for most of the family out in Iowa, that's why she was doing it. Yeah. So every now and then, her memories will come up, and during the show, she'll shoot me a memory from, like, when my son was one, you know, which was 12, 13 years ago now or whatever. And it feels pretty good to get those pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, he's so cute. I forgot about that.
Yeah. How innocent and little they were. And they didn't do anything wrong. And they were just, oh, that time in your life was so great, right? That's why people do it, Jer.
I know, but again, that I'm thinking of my friends looking at this going, I don't want to see your stupid kid. Like, that's back and forth between me and Nick Nack.
Well, so, you don't do it for your kids all the time or your friends. You do it for yourself.
Yeah, true. All right, Danielle, thank you for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, yeah, Danielle.
Yeah, you have a good day. Well, what are you guys' final thoughts on this? You for it? You against it?
I just don't like the profile picture. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't like either. And nothing against Vicky. I don't even like the dog. I would rather just see you.
You
I
still think hold on to Vicky. She
well,
was like
no,
our first
everybody,
caller.
Anybody that does anything other than themselves. I have friends that have their profile pictures from high, like it's their senior picture from high school. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. Over
just,
10 years ago.
I want to see you now. And that's why we're friends on Facebook and social media. And that's the reason. Like, I think you can have the whole photo album of your children and call it good.
Can I ask you one more thing before we move on? Absolutely. This is totally like a different subject matter when it comes to profile pictures. What do you think about it when you have a husband and wife and they share their social media page?
Automatically, you think one person wanted that and the other one didn't.
The wife like, wanted it.
Well, or the husband. It's not always the wife, but I always think one of those people suggested that and the other one was like, I don't think both of them are like, you know what we should do? Oh, that's a great idea.
You know,
let's
it was
do
one
it
or
together.
The other.
Yeah.
When I see those two, it always throws me off and it's a little awkward because they'll post something like a, you know, verbiage versus a picture or video. And you're like, which one of them posted that?
Yeah. Well, and it, for me, it screams, and this may be not true for everybody, but that there's, again, the overcompensation. You're making up for something in that relationship.
Who cheated?
Who cheated? And then they had to have the Facebook joint account. Who cheated? That's automatically what
you
I think.
You think overcompensation? I think controlling. I'm like, which one is it in a relationship that is totally controlling the other one?
Well, I've seen it pop up like a day after the two people got married. And then it's like, you know, Justin and Alexandra, here we go. And it's like, oh, right
She's
after.
She's smiling and the guy's like,
right after marriage, huh? Okay.
Hey, y'all, thanks so much for writing in and calling us today. We can't thank you enough.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.